Hello and welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where we are encouraging the everyday mom to pursue her dreams and discover her own greatness. Hey, cool mamas. This is Sheila, and you are listening to episode 7 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Hey, girl. Hey. I miss you guys so much, so much. Life hit me hard the past month or so, and things are finally getting back on track. But I'm back, ladies. I hope you missed me as much as I missed you. Because I have to tell you the truth, inspiring you is what keeps me inspired and encouraged. So although life has hit me hard, doing this is what keeps me going and just brings a lot of things into perspective for me. I've been trying to record this episode for over a month, and things just keep getting in the way. You know, we're moms, so you get it. You understand when you have kitties, and especially if you're married too. And then with the home life, sometimes things just do not line up the way you planned it to line up. But I've been trying to just go with the flow and just asking God to lead and guide me in the right direction. And I just wanted to make sure that I touched bases with you guys as soon as possible, because what I want to talk about today is something that I think a lot of moms have questions about. Because when you're a mom, as we've discussed before, a lot of the times you believe that's all you're here for, when being a mom is a huge responsibility, and it is very much so worth bragging about, and very much so part of who you are and why you're here. But what I want to talk about today goes beyond the space of being a mom and what your whole purpose is. And I want to talk about purpose just a little differently than we normally hear about. So let's chat about purpose. Now, purpose has become such a familiar and popular word these days. I don't know about you, but I hear it all the time. What is my purpose? I want to know my purpose. It feels like everyone is chasing after it and trying to figure out how it pertains to them personally. Me included. Definitely me included. I'm definitely in that space currently, you know, just trying to figure things out. But, you know, I've had that burning question, what is my purpose, for so long. And it was one of my most popular prayers, for sure. After asking God over and over and over again to reveal my purpose to me, he finally made me understand that my purpose is being revealed to me every day, little by little. But it requires me to actually pay attention. Once I open my heart and my mind, I was able to see a whole lot clearer and started understanding more about my purpose here on earth. One thing I know for sure is that we all have a purpose. All of us have a purpose. God places us specifically, purposely here for his purpose, for a purpose. And he has an assignment for all of us. And that's one thing I know for sure. I know without a doubt. But I think it's important for us to understand a few things about purpose before we come to know what our purpose is. Because once we understand these things, then it'll open us up to understand our own purpose and being open to how God wants us to get there when we understand these three things. Number one, your purpose is not about you. I know we say your purpose, but I think when we flip it around and say God's purpose for us, then it'll take the spotlight off of us and for us to understand that it's not about us, because we're here to be of service to others, to be a blessing, and to bring glory to God. That is what I know about purpose. There may be a whole lot of other definitions out there, but for me as a believer of Jesus Christ and for me as a believer in God, I know that when we talk about purpose, it has absolutely nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with God and who He wants us to bless around us. So that's number one. Number two, there are some aspects of your purpose that you will never know or understand, but God knows. So with that being said, we have to let Him use us and stop trying to understand everything and take control over everything. Because if He wants us to understand it, He will put it out there for us to understand it. He'll reveal those things for us. But if He doesn't, we have to keep moving in the direction that He wants us to go. So there are just some things about our purpose that we're just not ever going to understand. Number three, every single good and bad experience and thing that you has ever happened to you in life and will happen to you is all a part of your purpose. Pay attention to the lessons as they come, because you'll need them later to apply to what God wants you to use it for. It may be to help someone else. You may have gone through trauma, and God can use that trauma to help you build a ministry to help other women, people who have gone through similar things, because that's just how it works. All of our experience work towards that. It helps us to understand how God wants us to help those who have gone through the things that we have gone through as well. Now, when we're going through it, we don't understand that, especially the bad things. Like, God can use those traumatic things. We don't understand it when we're going through it. And what we're thinking is like, God, why did you allow this to happen? Why is this happening to me? When none of us are exempt from bad things happening to us, but God will use it for His glory, and He will use you if you allow Him to bless other people around you and to help to lead and guide them in the direction that God wants them to go. So now what I've noticed is that those of us that are stressing over not knowing what our purpose is, we're looking for obvious, in-your-face signs that say, this is your purpose. And it's just, it don't work like that. It does not work like that. It's not that simple. And the reason is because there are so many things that surround your purpose and that things that work together to reveal that. It takes time for whatever your purpose is in life to be revealed, but you just have to live and just trust God and believe God that when the time comes, He'll reveal those things to you. So it's important for us to understand that our purpose is taking form each day, like a ball of clay. You know, it starts off as a ball, and then people, who have that art, they use it to create different things. It didn't look like that at first. It didn't look like that statue of that person, or that bowl that turns into that pretty bowl, or whatever it is that can be used for pottery. Like, it starts off as a bowl, and I mean a ball of clay, and that's how purpose is. Like, we're formed, it's formed into something beautiful, and though it's taking form each and every day through our life experiences and through our one-on-one encounters with those around us, our purpose is taking form. So once we grasp the concept of our purpose having nothing to do with us and everything to do with how God wants to use us to serve Him and be of service to others, that is when our life's purpose will reveal itself little by little. We got to take it little by little, day by day, moment by moment, and that's how we'll get there. That's how we'll know. Now, your purpose is bigger than you. So one thing we can do is use it as a way to fulfill our own desires. While fulfilling your life's purpose does not come with while it does come with an indescribable amount of joy, when you make your purpose about you, God can't get the glory. And the lives that God intended for you to have a positive impact on will not be the focus. So your purpose is bigger than you. Remember that. Now, you know, God can grow you, help you grow and turn into a magnificent person as your purpose is being revealed. And once it's revealed, and, you know, like I said, it can bring you joy, but it's important to remember that it's bigger than you. And it goes back to your purpose is not about you, which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We love to help others and to work towards helping someone else feel better when they're not feeling well, and to bring forth those things that they don't see about themselves. So it's a good thing. Now, as moms, pieces of our purpose is being revealed often. Motherhood is one of the least selfish roles a person plays in someone's life. When you are mothering your children, you are serving. You are providing your child with all the love, all the support, and all the encouragement they need. While we are all great moms, we all mother differently. We have something special about us that is used each day to help mold our children into great adults. All of us do. So, you know, it was through motherhood that I discovered a few of my gifts that continues to lead me to my life's purpose. My boys and I have to say, we have a great, an awesome relationship together. And I would attribute that to my gifts of being compassionate, a great communicator. I'm very attentive and also introspective. And I believe that those things would not have been revealed about me the way they have been revealed through me being a mom to Malik, Marquise, and Marlon. I really do believe that. And I also truly believe that God uses motherhood to not only raise our children with love, but to expose those things about ourselves that can only be revealed through experiences of motherhood. And that's beautiful. That's amazing. Now, while we raise our children and we're guiding them and molding them, we get a lot out of it. And we learn a lot about ourselves. So just pay attention every day through motherhood and think about what you're good at as a mom. There are just some things that we're naturally good at that comes through motherhood that someone else may not be amazing at, but they can learn to be, but naturally they're just not. And that could be something that you can help another mom with. Someone may be good with organization. Someone may be good with connecting with their children in a very unique way. Someone may be good with, you know, being playful and coming up with fun and unique ideas to keep their children engaged. There are just so many different things that we're all uniquely good at. And so just pay attention to those things because you're special and your kids know it. I know it. I may not know you personally, but when you're a good mom, I know that those things are being revealed through motherhood. Now, I want to talk about the top three ways to become aware of your purpose. Number one is through self-awareness. Now, becoming aware of who God says you are is the way to getting closer to your purpose. Understanding your experiences and emotions and how they have affected you. Through self-awareness, you become familiar with yourself and can answer the pivotal questions that will ultimately lead you to your purpose. And just to talk more about self-awareness, we had an episode on that, which was a couple episodes ago, episode 5, which was titled Journey to Self-Awareness. And I discussed practical tips about how to become more self-aware. So check that out just to dig a little deeper into self-awareness. And, you know, with the hustle and bustle of motherhood and life, sometimes, you know, life can go by so fast that we're not becoming aware of ourselves and who we are and what God created us to be. And that all happens through self-awareness. So just take the time to become self-aware. And if you're not necessarily have a true understanding of what that entails, I can help you with that by going back to episode 5. And there are plenty of things out there that you can Google about self-awareness as well that can help. Number two, another way to become aware of your purpose is to be present. Life does not stop and does not pause. And we have to be present and pay attention to what is happening around us. When we are present, it allows us the opportunity to be intentional and strategic about how we show up for ourselves and those around us. Our presence has a purpose, but if we aren't present, we can't show up the way we need to in order to fulfill our purpose. So just be aware and be present. And that's kind of self-awareness too. But in order to become self-aware, you have to be present. So it kind of goes hand in hand. So just pay attention to what's going around you. Pay attention to how people are responding to you, your children, your husband, your boyfriend, whoever it may be, your sister, your mom, your dad. Just pay attention to how people are responding to you. And the role that you play in your relationships, if you're present enough in those relationships, and you know, asking questions to your loved ones and asking them if they feel like you're present enough, and just then start looking if you're present for yourself. And just start asking just small questions, and just the biggest advice that I can give is just pay attention. If you just pay attention to those two words, pay attention. When you're intentional about paying attention, you notice a lot of things that you wouldn't notice if you're in the zone all the time, which I've been there and I'm there often, and I have to snap myself out of it more than I can count. Number three, Be open to new and unfamiliar opportunities. Now, this particularly will put you in rooms with people who are in need of your purpose. Put you around them. Even if your purpose is not revealed through every experience, all experiences will work together for a greater purpose. We know this is true because it is written in the Word of God. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose." All things work together. So when God opens a door for you, that makes no sense to you, but you know it came from him. Trust him and know that it will all make sense when God is ready to put all the pieces into a finished puzzle for you. So be open to new and unfamiliar opportunities. Do not run from them. I've come to learn that finding and living out your purpose is a lifetime journey. The moment you realize that your journey to purpose is not a race, the sooner you will not feel rushed to figure it out. It's a lifetime thing. There are different things that are just being revealed to us each and every day. The answers will come, I promise you. Once they are ready to be revealed, they will come, trust me. But you could very well delay the journey when you try to do God's job and try to control every outcome. You're blocking a lot that's trying to come to you when you do that. I'm a control freak myself, and I have to make myself aware of when I'm doing that. When I feel like, well, I have to know why this is happening. Well, I can't do this yet until I know that everything is going to be okay. I have to calculate my steps. When it doesn't work like that, when you're working with God, you got to go with him through the path. Go with him through it, even when you can't see the next turn, and trust that everything is going to be okay. He made you. He knows why you made you and what direction that you need to go in. So just be patient and make every day count towards the bigger picture. And I say that because a lot of the times, I know for me, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I look at everything that has to be done for the bigger picture, and I get terrified of that. And I think about all the steps it's going to take to get to create that bigger picture. And I'm like, well, how am I going to get there? Forgetting the God that I serve, right? How am I supposed to get there? Who said I could do that? But it's the steps that matter. So I have to make every day and every moment count. And I know sometimes we can waste a few here and there, but it's important that we don't waste too much of our time worrying, trying to figure it out, and just not doing anything because we're just not sure how it's going to work out. Take it little by little, day by day, and stay connected to God through prayer and his word, and let him lead you through the path he created just for you. You have to believe that he created a path just for you. While your path may look different from someone else's path, know that there is one created just for you. One thing I fear the most is that I don't live up to what God wanted for me. Meaning, I spent so much time worrying and trying to figure it out that I miss out on my purpose. And because I delayed it because I was trying to control everything. I don't want to do that. And I know God doesn't want that for me and for the people who I'm supposed to be helping bring closer to him for his purpose. So stay strong, stay prayerful, pay attention, be present. It will all come together and your purpose will be revealed to you. And if you know, if you have an idea God has already exposed to you and it revealed to you what your purpose may be in life, because I believe that he gives it to us in bits and pieces. If he has revealed part of your purpose to you, but you haven't moved on anything, now is the time to get moving, because we just do not know how much time we have left here on earth. We just don't know. So don't waste any more time. Do what it is that God has called you to do. Catch up on the assignments. Catch up on them. I believe in you. God believes in you. And I love you. I love you guys so much. And I thank you for listening. And that's it for me today, ladies. I'll talk to you next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Before I let you go, seriously, before I let you go, please subscribe and leave a review with 5 stars if this podcast is inspiring you and helping you to grow. Let's spread the positivity so that we are visible to other mamas out there trying to find her own greatness. And if you need some advice or guidance regarding your own personal growth while tackling motherhood, please email me at keepyourcoolmama@gmail.com. Love you guys.